desire and interest in your prayers tonight. We are standing in the presence of God this evening. Scripture said to weep not. You know why we don't need to weep tonight? Because the Scripture says the Lion of the tribe of Judah hath prevailed. Jesus has prevailed. We have sung these songs tonight. We heard these special songs, and it brings us back to a place of simplicity in Jesus Christ tonight. Jesus has prevailed, and so the message was, don't weep. Don't weep, because whatever problem, whatever situation, whatever trial you are in tonight, there is a place of victory in Jesus Christ tonight. I remember, if you will allow me to share a personal testimony. A few years back, my wife and I got a knock on the door. There were two policemen standing there. And they said, your son has been in a drowning accident. It's one of those knocks on the doors that you hope to never get. And we asked them, our first question was, is he alive? And they said, we don't know. We don't know. But he's been meta-flighted to Tulsa, Oklahoma, and we were about 3.5 hours away. You know what that does to a parent's heart? We called for prayer. Brother Curtis got to the hospital well before we got there. And on the way, we were in contact with the medical staff wanting to know, how is he living? And they couldn't give us much information. Brother Curtis could tell this part better than I could, but he told us, he said, when he got there, that my son was laying there gray, and the presence of death was in the room. Brother Curtis asked if he could pray, and he began to seek this wonderful Savior. And he said he saw his leg twitch. He told the nurse, do you know this morning that tonight that my son was without breath for somewhere between 10 and 15 minutes. He was under the water for at least 5 minutes and was not breathing for 10 to 15 minutes. You look at the statistics on that and you will find that if someone even happened to survive that, that they would be left with little to no brain function. But statistics don't know our Lord tonight. Statistics don't know the Savior that we serve tonight. I will say that we serve a God who is a statistic breaker, thank the Lord. And I will say my son graduated from university. His mental faculties are there. I want to tell you tonight, we serve a miraculous working God. And it is no wonder the Scripture said, weep not. You don't need to weep, because whatever your problem is tonight, whatever your need is, it does not matter what the statistics say. It does not matter what the world says. The end result of your life is going to be, we serve a Lord tonight that is able to do all things. And when God starts working, folks, He does a good job. Thank God. So weep not. I'd like to write our subject on the board tonight. We want everyone to still be welcome to the tabernacle. But for Jesus. If it weren't for Jesus tonight, my son would be dead. But for Jesus. Tonight, but for Jesus, Brother Philip Busby. I had the privilege of washing his feet. last month. But for Jesus. But for Jesus tonight, all of us that have been in sin and needed a Savior, we would have been lost tonight, but for Jesus. To all those that have been overtaken by the problems of this life, we would have been overwhelmed, but for Jesus. Tonight, we could just go around, and I'm looking around. Sister Lenita, but for Jesus. Brother Curtis, but for Jesus. Folks, we serve a God that is still doing things today that defy what the world says. But you know, the greatest miracle tonight, the greatest miracle is not even that divine healing that God does so well. The greatest miracle is when He reaches down into a life that is bound by sin and He sets free, thank God. Oh, but for Jesus tonight, I wouldn't be here. But for Jesus, I'd be a different, very different man tonight. But for Jesus, wouldn't you all be? Oh, tonight, there's no need to leave this tabernacle in the same way. If you have needs in your life and you have problems, if there's sin, if you're addicted and it seems like you've tried and tried and there's no way out. Oh, there's a way out tonight. The song was sung, Jesus is right. For what? For whatever's wrong in your life. Jesus is the answer tonight, saints. Sinner. Weary pilgrim, Jesus is right for whatever is wrong in your life. Would you turn with me to the 14th chapter of Matthew? Matthew chapter 14, very familiar passage of Scripture. In the 14th verse, it said, Jesus went forth and He saw a great multitude, and He was moved with compassion toward them. I am so thankful that this Savior that we're speaking of tonight is still being moved with compassion. Jesus did not come to this earth, folks, to throw stones. He came to make a change in our life. And it was a change that no prophet had been able to make. It was a change that no church or congregation can make. It was a change that no one can make by self-help and by trying a little bit harder. Jesus came to do for us what we cannot do for ourselves. And He looked on the needs of the people and He was moved with compassion. And He didn't go away. It said He healed their sick. You know, the Lord is still in the business of healing all manner of sickness tonight. All manner of spiritual sickness. All manner of spiritual needs. But for Jesus, these folks would have still been sick. But when Jesus came by, He brought about a change. Let's keep reading. When it was evening, the disciples came to Him saying, "This is a desert place. And the time is now past. Send the multitude away that they may go into the villages and buy themselves victuals." But Jesus said unto them, "They need not depart." You don't have to send them away hungry. He said, "Give you them to eat." And they said, "But we have here but 5 loaves and just 2 fishes. And He said, "Bring them hither to Me." You know the story. Jesus set them down. And He fed the 5,000 men plus the women and children with 5 loaves and 2 fish. How did that happen? It was a divine work of God. And He told His disciples, they don't need to go away. Do you know that simple gospel message is still relevant for us in 2017? We come to this place and we're thankful for the facilities, but folks, this does not bring about a change in the heart. It doesn't bring about a change that we have a different covering over our head. What brings about a change in our life is that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. And it is for that reason that we can, with assurance and confidence, continue to hold these meetings because Jesus is still working in people's lives. Don't send them away, but give them to eat. If it wasn't for Jesus, those people would have been still hungry. Tonight, are you hungry? Tonight, or is there anyone here this evening that just feels that vacancy and that void in your life? You know, but for Jesus, you're going to keep going hungry. But because of Jesus Christ tonight, He has something that He can give to you. He has something that He can do in your spirit tonight. He has something to do in your outlook of life that no one or nothing else can do. And the Lord is saying, don't go away hungry tonight. There's plenty. I've heard people say there's plenty of food and the food has run out. Tonight, there is ample provision in Jesus Christ. We are not here tonight to promote a ministry. We are not gathered together here at Monarch Springs to promote, to just have another group of people to fall under us. We are not here tonight to perpetuate something from 50 years ago. We are not here tonight to perpetuate something from the 1880s. We are here tonight to perpetuate that everlasting gospel of Jesus Christ, because it is only Jesus that can bring about a change in our life. There is no man, there is no ministry that can change the inward spirit of man. We can dress it up and we can do things on the outside and we can have fellowship and tradition and we can have community and we can have this common background. But folks, that's not going to change what's deep down inside. Jesus Christ is the only one. Folks, that's why all of us must be saved. We are not born into the church by a natural birth. Well, I've been here ever since. My parents go to church here. That doesn't make us a new creature. But the scripture says, if any man be in who? In Christ. It didn't say if any man came to Monarch Springs. It doesn't say if any man knew the teaching of this ministry. It said if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature, thank God. Folks, but for Jesus, we would still be in our sin tonight. But thank God Jesus is still forgiving sins. Jesus is still setting the captive free. Jesus is still here to minister to the brokenhearted. Man cannot do that. Man can soothe. And man can minister to the surface things of life. We thank God for fellowship. We thank God for the heritage that we have. But folks, that is not the foundation of the message of God's people. The foundation of the message of God's people is what all of those special songs were about. It's about Jesus. It's about the Son of God that came to this earth and looked on us in our lost estate. And He was moved with compassion. And He was touched. And He was there to feed us. Folks, there is no other name given under heaven whereby men must be saved. That salvation is only through the name of Jesus Christ tonight. It's not by getting our names on a church book. It's not by getting recognized by those whom we go to service with. Folks, salvation is only through Jesus Christ and Him crucified. If it wasn't for the Lord. Can we sing one verse of that? If it wasn't for the Lord tonight, He's everything. Folks, if it wasn't for the Lord tonight, where would you be? If it weren't for Jesus, what would you be doing tonight? Oh, I know, Brother James' prayer, we've come for different reasons maybe. But do you know that whatever reasons have brought us under this tabernacle tonight, Jesus is moved with compassion because He sees the needs of our spirit. And if it weren't for the Lord, what would we do? Where would we turn? Folks, we would be a miserable group of people. Because when you don't have Jesus, hope is gone. That's what brings the darkness. That's what brings the weeping is, I don't know what else to do. But thank God Jesus is still alive. Remember when He went on this earth and he met the man that was possessed with many spirits. Do you know when Jesus met that man, something changed? Something happened that time. When Jesus went by his way, Jesus cast out every single spirit that that man had. That man was transformed that day because he met Jesus. Folks, but for Jesus, that man would have stayed in a wretched condition until the day he died. But for Jesus. And we look at the condition of our world. We look at the excuses that people make and we say, well, is it even an excuse because people say, I can't help it? You know, that's what addiction is. I can't help it. I'm trying to do differently. I'm trying to break free. I'm trying to find a place of release. I'm trying for something different, but I keep falling back in the same old pattern. Day after day, month after month, year after year. Weep not tonight. Because Jesus Christ came to give deliverance in this generation to those that are bound, to those that are addicted, to those that want to break free from the power of this world. There is deliverance tonight in Jesus Christ. We need to come and just present ourselves to this Savior, and He will still save the soul. Why we call Him a Savior? Because He's still in that business. Thank the Lord. You'll turn with me to the book of Mark. Mark in the 5th chapter. I can't control it. But Jesus. Tonight, without Jesus, we will never truly be able to overcome the influences and pressures and sin of this world. We will never be able to overcome it. We can try. And we can try to better ourselves, and those are good things. But there is no complete release except through Jesus Christ. There is no peace. There is no true soul peace tonight except through Jesus Christ. It's something that man cannot give. But folks, the good news is tonight, there is a place of peace in Jesus Christ tonight. And it does not matter. We can say, well, what people think of us and people's opinion of me. Folks, only you know as you look into your own life if you are at peace tonight. But there is one this evening that can reach in to the innermost parts of your life and deal with you and work with you and change you, that you will be able to go home tonight and have peace in your spirit. And it's nothing someone can give you but for Jesus. So why would we go home tonight? Why would we go home without peace? Why do we need to go back to the old lifestyle? And we say, but you don't know the things that I'm dealing with. I do not know the things that you are facing in your life, but I know Jesus tonight. And I know Jesus is able to do all things. Jesus said, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. And that gives me hope. Amen. That means that whatever the problem is, when you go down, you pray with someone. And you start to examine, what's the problem? What is the need? Folks, it doesn't matter how difficult. It doesn't matter how long you've had it. We serve a Savior tonight that is able to do all things. Lord, help our faith to take in what Jesus Christ came to do in this world. So in Mark chapter 5, another very familiar passage of Scripture, we find a woman that had been afflicted for 12 years. And in verse 26, it said she suffered many things of many physicians and had spent all that she had and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. This woman most likely was in a place that she had begun to lose hope. She began to lose hope for tomorrow. Future looked bright or looked very dark, and You know, I believe this woman had probably come to a place that she began to be resigned to the condition that she had. Tonight, have you ever gotten to the place that you started to just accept that, I guess this is the way it is. I've got this problem. I have this need. And tonight, this goes way beyond just sin. You see, Jesus came to be a Savior in multiple areas of our life. And there are sometimes, folks, that saints need a Savior. Times that, yes, I've been saved from my sin, but I've gotten in a place in life. I need the Lord to give me some release here. I need some relief from the pressures. I need that shelter that we heard about tonight. I need something that I can't find, and I'm looking, and Lord, I'm about at the end of my rope, and I'm feeling hemmed in, and I'm losing my hope, and it's starting to look dark out there. Well, this woman, she'd suffered so much, and she spent everything she had in an attempt to get better. But when she heard of Jesus, thank God we've heard about Jesus tonight. It said when she heard of Jesus, she came in the press behind, and her faith took something in. She had heard something that she just had enough faith to think, if I can just but touch the hem of His garment. Folks, Jesus is able to do all things tonight, but we have a responsibility. We're going to have to believe that Jesus Christ can do this for me. I've been trying and it hasn't worked. Young people, sometime or other, you're going to find yourself in a place of failure. So what are you going to do? Brother Michael told us this afternoon, there can sometimes be a temptation, Brother Carl, to just throw up your hands and I fell. You know what's interesting is, if we were to listen to the testimonies tonight, I dare say that those stories of personal failings and falling short in those struggles, they've happened more than once. So what do we do in those times? Folks, there's a Savior tonight. There is a Savior that is moved with compassion, that He wants to enable you to be able to live a victorious Christian life. And we are able to live a victorious, holy, daily Christian life because of Jesus. We are saved by grace through faith. Faith in what? Not in our own ability. Not in that I'm in attendance with you all tonight. But faith in the power of Jesus Christ to work in my life where I couldn't do it myself. And that's why all the glory goes to Jesus. Folks, anytime we begin to lift up or glorify a man or an institution of man, it begins to take away from that divine glory that rests only in Jesus Christ. Amen. And when God stops getting the glory's going to stop. But when we recognize that our help cometh from the Lord tonight, He is the one that can minister. And in times of hopelessness, in times of darkness, you can turn to Jesus. She heard about Jesus, and you know the story. She went and she touched the hem of His garment. And folks, immediately, there was a miraculous divine change that took place in her life. No wonder the songwriter penned those words, "Jesus is right. For whatever is wrong in your life, where there is resignation, where there is that feeling that nothing can change, but for Jesus, it's going to stay that way. But because of Jesus tonight, He can deliver. He can bring healing to those deep-seated areas in life that maybe there have been some deep-seated attitudes And maybe it's turned into some unforgiveness and some bitterness. Do you know tonight that there is power through Christ to release us from bitterness? There is a place in Christ tonight. Yes, there's sorrow in life. Yes, there's heartache in life because of the presence of sin around us. But folks, we don't need to stay in a perpetual state of weeping or mourning because of Jesus. When Jesus walked this earth, He healed, He delivered, He set free, and Jesus is still doing that tonight. The scripture said the woman, when she heard about Jesus, oh, do you know when she heard about Him, it changed her life? Let's sing a couple verses of that song. I heard an old, old story. Yes, thank the Lord. Have you heard about Jesus tonight? You'll repent of your sins tonight, but for Jesus. You can go home set free tonight. Victory in Jesus, thank God. Oh, glory. That's personalized. He said, my Savior. Folks, no one else died for our sins. It was Jesus that died for us. He loved me before I even knew Him. He needs the cleansing flood. Sing the next verse. Oh, thank God. He made the lame to walk again. He caused the blind to see. Then I cried, dear Jesus, come and heal my broken spirit. Oh, glory to God. I don't know how He did it tonight, but He did it. Oh, glory to God. Victory in Jesus. Thank the Lord. But He did it. Oh, how many times has He done it in your life? Oh, yes, He's been my healer. Oh, we talk about what He used to do to make the lame. Folks, I can tell you tonight, if it weren't for Jesus, I wouldn't be able to walk tonight. But glory to God, because of Jesus, He can still come in and do that. But the greatest thing, oh, the greatest thing, the times of struggle, the times when, Lord, I don't know what to do, and the things started to look dark. Oh, but for Jesus, He came in and He shone some light in the darkness. He gives courage to those that are hopeless. He'll take your mourning and He'll give you joy tonight. Oh, folks, this is who we serve tonight. This is the God. This is the reason we have these meetings. It's because of Jesus. It's because He's still working today. Thank God. The blood of Jesus has not lost any of its power, folks. There are things that have been diluted with time. There are a lot of places where truth has been diluted. There's something that hasn't been diluted tonight, and that's the power of the blood of Jesus. That means when I come and I plead the blood of Jesus, it will still work effectively and effectually in my life. Thank God for that. Jesus, when He met that blind man. Remember, Jesus healed the blind man and the people began to inquire of Him, who did this thing? said he ended up having to just confess. He said, I really don't know. But what I know is I was blind. But now I see. Now I have vision, and I don't understand how it works. Folks, I do not understand how the blood of Jesus works tonight. I don't understand how that is able still today, 2,000 years later, when we come and we repent of our sin. See, repentance is our part. I'm going to turn away from the life I had. And Lord, I need you to do something divine. I don't know how it works. But Brother Carl, you read this afternoon, the blood of Jesus still cleanses us from all sin. That means in its entirety and completely. And when we come with a broken heart, and we come with our struggles, even in an experience of salvation, I still do not know how it works. But it works. It still works tonight. But for Jesus, we would all be in a different place tonight. But thank the Lord for His power. If you will turn with me to the book of Hebrews in the 7th chapter, we're going to conclude here in a few moments. Hebrews chapter 7, the 25th verse. It was talking about Jesus. And it said, wherefore He is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by Him, seeing He ever liveth to make intercession for them. Folks, Jesus tonight is able to save. He is able to heal. He is able to restore. He is able to renew to the uttermost. That means there's not going to be a question when you touch the hem of His garment. It means there is a divine, miraculous work that Jesus Christ can do in our life when we come and meet the conditions. Lord, I believe in You. My trust is in You, and I am laying myself down before You. I'm resigning myself of my way and my will, and Lord, I need a divine work done in my life. Folks, Jesus is at the right hand of the throne of God tonight. And He is making intercession. That means He is standing in your behalf before God. If you don't know the Lord Jesus tonight, don't forget what He can do for you. But for Jesus, you can go away forgiven tonight. You can go away, maybe it's been many years. You know, the Lord is in the business of restoring people's spiritual vision also. And it comes by way of Jesus Christ. Man can't do it. We can get a stack of books in front of us and say, I'm going to seek for restoration of the mind and spirit. Folks, you're going to be reading a long time. But for Jesus, we can come to Him and ask Him, and He can begin to renew and open and restore. And He's making intercession. This Jesus tonight is the one that gave us an invitation. He said, come unto Me. All. I am so thankful that the Lord tonight is not limited. And He's just going to choose maybe just a few of us. Because of our last name or because of the part of the country or what congregation you came from. He said, come unto Me. The invitation wasn't to come to man. This is Christ. And He said, come unto Me, all ye that labor, saved and unsaved alike. If you're laboring and you're struggling, come unto Me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. The cares of life are taxing you and burdening you so much. And the Lord is saying, if you'll come to Me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, He said, I'm going to give you something. What did He say He'd give us? He'd give us rest. Tonight, but for Jesus, people would still be hungry. But for Jesus, there are people that are still spiritually blind. But for Jesus, people would be left in their addictions. They would be left in their sin. They would be left in their state of despair. But this Lord that has love and compassion for us tonight, He said, if you'll come to Me, I'll give you quietness in your spirit. And I will do for you what man cannot do. I thank God for this Jesus tonight. Amen.